If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome back to the Happy Hippie Podcast. This week we have a full moon eclipse in Taurus. This meditation is to help you release and relax into these energies, as well as let go of something that you might be holding on to. You should feel lighter after this meditation, and we'll also do a little bit of gratitude to help raise your vibration and leave you feeling renewed after this. Full moons are a time for releasing and relinquishing. So if you have excess in your life, this is the time for it to visually go down the drain. This full moon especially, it's a perfect time to kind of go within, to practice maybe speaking less and listening, and to contemplate the motivations behind your words. It's a very chatty time, it's very lucky. Another word that could be used to describe this moon is changeable. It's a good time to detox a situation, or perhaps have a conversation that might free you from a situation that is dragging you down. No need to worry about that though, just some thoughts to think about with the energy of this moon. We are in eclipse season, and eclipse is basically a stronger, emoted full moon, so you might feel emotions a little bit more intensely. It's known as eclipse season, as we'll have a few eclipses back to back. And although eclipses can be a little difficult if they hit you, depending where you are in life, a lot of the changes that are needed in your life at the time of an eclipse nearly always work out for the best. There's a reason you're going through what you're going through, and sometimes going through the challenge is the only way to the other side. One of the hardest things about full moon eclipses is that they require us to let go of something or someone and move on. And sometimes we're more than ready to let go, yet sometimes we know we need to let go, but we're just not emotionally ready yet. That's when eclipses can almost feel the hardest. So be kind to yourself, practice compassion, forgive yourself if you've been misguided or clinging on to something. Use this time to ask yourself, what do you need to release in your life, and where do you need to let go and move on? Release your past and let go of anything that no longer serves you, and you can make that your aim this week. That was a little background on this moon. So when you're ready, making any last final movements and finding yourself into a comfortable position, can be seated or laying down, and just start to notice how your body is feeling in this moment. Looking at the body without any judgment in your mind's eye, starting to notice if there's any tension, and if you can release that tension as you breathe. Breathing in through the nose, and then exhaling and softening the feet and the ankles, letting them roll out and relax. Breathing in again, feeling the air fill your chest and belly. Exhaling, softening any of the limbs on the lower body, the calves and the knees, letting the thighs sink into silence and relaxation. Softening the hip bones and the glutes and the pelvic region, letting the torso and the ribs get heavy. Finding the shoulders sinking down your back and softening, and releasing the tension in any of your joints, in your shoulder, your elbows, your wrist, and the fingers. Letting the head get heavier, relaxing the jaw, letting the tongue fall down from the roof of your mouth, and softening any of the lines on your face, between your brows. And just starting to bring your focus to your breath, to the rise and the fall of the chest, noticing how you're breathing, but not manipulating that breath. Maybe starting to deepen the breath as you breathe in, feel the chest rise, and continue to send that breath down to the belly until your belly inflates with each inhale. As you exhale, letting the belly fall first, then the chest, and completely letting that air out of your belly. Continue the breath like this, feeling the rise of the chest, rise of the belly, and then exhaling completely until all the air is out. Starting to move the attention away from the manipulated breath, returning your breath back to a normal pace, and moving into the imagery of your mind's eye, starting to envision yourself in a warm place, whether it be a field or a beach, maybe somewhere in the mountains, whatever beautiful spot in nature comes to your mind. Let yourself be there, noticing the sounds, the temperature, what the smells would be, bringing yourself to this place. Find yourself walking towards something that you see in the distance, stone structure coming from the ground. As you approach this, you notice that it's a well, a natural well built into the earth. Coming close to it, maybe feeling the temperature of the cold stones. Maybe there's moss or other flowers and florals on that well. And just taking in the scene, noticing as you lean forward that the well is very deep, that you can't see the bottom. Maybe you throw a stone in and listen how long it takes till the stone hits the water. You notice there's a bucket hanging from that well, and you're going to use this time to drop something into the well. You can see yourself taking a journal out of your backpack and opening up to a page. And on that page, you can take a pen in your mind's eye. Maybe think for a moment about a habit, a thought pattern, an idea, maybe an upset that you had with somebody or that you had with yourself about a situation. Whatever comes up is right. Take a moment to think about anything that you just want to release, that you don't want to carry with you as you continue to walk along this nature path. And just start to write in your mind's eye about that problem, about that thought. You can make a running list. It could be one thing, two things. Let yourself have them come up. Feel what you need to feel and write them down on this blank page. Returning back to the well, slowly starting to rip the page out of the journal and placing it into the bucket that is hanging from the top of the well from a metal hook, a wooden bucket. Placing the note or the notes into that bucket, taking a moment to really breathe in through the nose, filling up the belly with breath, and exhaling, sighing out the breath with the mouth, feeling the little bit of release that comes from just putting that page into the bucket. Taking a moment to feel your heart center, notice where it is on your body. Feel it filling up with a yellow light, a golden light. As you breathe in, the light grows. As you exhale, it moves throughout your body. Standing here by this well, breathing in, feeling the golden light spread. And sending that light out onto the bucket. Seeing the bucket suddenly get a golden glow, like a halo or an aura. Taking another deep breath in the nose will release with the mouth. So breathing in through the nose, filling up the belly and the chest, and exhaling, sigh out the breath. You take your hands onto the rope that's connecting to this bucket and slowly start to lower the bucket down. Lowering the bucket down, moving the arms. And then when you're ready on your next breath in, releasing the bucket and just letting it fall down the well. Feeling the rope get shorter and shorter as it falls down that well until you can hear the plunk of the water as the bucket hits the water, never to be seen again, inaccessible to anybody, including yourself. Feeling a little bit lighter, noticing the release in the body, the release in the mind, maybe even letting a little bit of a smile creep across your face. Taking a moment to send love, whether it be the feeling or a visualization. Maybe love looks like a pink light, sending a pink light down that well as you breathe. And in that light, if you'd like to say in your mind or out loud, you can enchant it with some words. I forgive you. I forgive me. And thank you. Maybe repeating those words for a few moments. I forgive you. I forgive me. Thank you. I forgive you. I forgive me. Thank you. Letting those words sit with you. Releasing all of your attachments and your feelings to these situations and people, knowing that you have the power to release them, to forgive yourself, and thank them again for being a challenge that is helping you grow stronger, helping you level up in your life and evolve. With this specific moon, Jupiter and the planet of Mercury are very close to where the moon is. Jupiter is the planet of luck and gratitude. And with Jupiter being activated by this eclipse, it's a very good time to take a moment to think about what you were grateful for. Take a moment to let the visions dance across your lids, situations, people, places, material goods, all of the wonderful things that have fallen into your life along this timeline. Take a moment to see them in your mind's eye and feel them in your heart. Feel the gratitude for that thing. That small situation that was amazing. That person that made you laugh. The family member whose presence you adore. And that person that maybe you learned something from. The situation you went through that helped you grow. The knowledge you obtained from that book. Take a moment to really hone in on those people. Pick three people that you were very blessed to have them in your life. Feel their presence in front of you. Take a moment to take that pink light, or however love looks to you, and send it to them. See yourself sending out this light beam, this energy, and just let it land on them, land on their aura, sending them some love, sending them some light. And reach out to them. Let them know that you are thankful for them in any way you can. Even if it's just sending them a meme. Find a way to communicate with those three people today. Maybe it's someone you haven't spoke to in a long time. Or maybe it's your roommate. Let them know. With words, actions, anything you can, of how appreciative you are for them. We'll take a moment to do one final release. You can repeat these with me, after me, or just in your mind. Under this full moon, I forgive everything, everyone, every experience, every memory of the past or present that needs forgiveness, I forgive. I forgive positively everyone. I also forgive myself of past mistakes. The universe is love, and I am forgiven and governed by love alone. Love is now adjusting my life. Realizing this, I abide in peace. I bring love and healing to all of my thoughts, to all of my beliefs, and to all of my interactions and relationships. I learn my lessons and move on. I send love to myself and everyone I know, and everyone who knows me, in all directions of time. Under this full moon, I am healed. My life is healed. And so it is, so be it. Taking a moment to just notice where your body is, seated, laying down. We'll close out the meditation here if you would like to sit for a few more moments with the music and just feel that gratitude, really feel this moment, you can. Otherwise, you can slowly start to make some small movements with your hands and your wrist, and you can open your eyes when you're ready. Enjoy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.